This is NPR.
It is mostly sunny, 79 degrees at 10:04. Good morning. I'm Mark Garber, WBEZ News. A Cook County judge today is expected to rule on whether an inmate who says Chicago police tortured him can get a new trial. Jackie Wilson was convicted of murder and the deaths of two police officers in 1982. He says his confession was tortured out of him by detectives under disgraced former Commander John Burge. Special prosecutors say there's no evidence for that claim and Wilson should stay in prison. The trial of a wrongful death lawsuit against the city of Chicago resulting from the 2015 fatal police shooting of a teenager and a grandmother is set to start with jury selection today. Quintonio LaGuerre's family is suing the city after the 19-year-old college student was shot by Chicago police officer Robert Rialmo. Betty Jones, a 55-year-old neighbor who was fatally shot. Jury selection begins today. A company founded by Tesla CEO Elon Musk has been selected to build a high-speed underground transportation system that will whisk passengers from downtown Chicago to O'Hare International Airport in minutes. Adam Collins, spokesman for Mayor Rahm Emanuel, said yesterday that the Boring Company will fund the project in its entirety. Collins says the journey in electric vehicles will take roughly 12 minutes. The company says the cars will travel at speeds of 125 to 150 miles per hour. Longtime Chicago journalist Elizabeth Brackett is in critical condition after a serious bicycle accident. Brackett spent two decades as a full-time correspondent and host for WTTW Chicago Tonight and still contributes to the program. WTTW says she retired from her full-time post in 2014 and went on to become a world champion triathlete, first competing at age 50. Brackett is being treated at Stoger Hospital. WTTW says her injuries include two fractured vertebrae in her neck and she is in a coma. WTTW reports details of the accident are unknown. Sox were at home to wind up their series against the Indians at 1-10. Sox beat them yesterday 3-2. Cubs are off today. The Brewers beat them yesterday 1-0. Mostly sunny today, a high near 80. We might see a few raindrops over the next week, but really, clear skies, sunshine, and highs nearing 100 this weekend. Right now, mostly sunny and 79 degrees. It's W.